is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Alerts of potentially more violent storms are out for more than 30 million people, many hit by weekend tornadoes and twisters overnight. In hard-hit Kentucky, ABC's Janae Norman.
Some 80 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky, a path of utter destruction through Laurel County. The tornado's winds estimated to be at least 136 miles an hour. At least 17 people killed in this county alone.
A fourth New Orleans jail escapee has been captured out of the 10 who busted out last Thursday night. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Investigators say the inmates took advantage of defective locks and a hole behind a toilet to escape, leaving behind the message, "Too easy, LOL."
Investigators suspect the escapees got help. President Trump is expected on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package. More testimony today in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York. Some focused on his ex, Cassie Ventura. This is ABC News.
This is David Grant from the Max FM News Center. Two University of Wisconsin-Platteville students have died after an incident that occurred at a residence hall on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville campus on Monday afternoon. UW-Platteville officials issued a statement on Monday night reporting that two students, Kelsey Martin, 22, of Beloit, and Hallie Helms, 22, of Baraboo, have died. This incident was a targeted and isolated event between two individuals. Families of the students have been notified, officials said in the statement. UW-Platteville Police Chief Joseph Holman said the shelter-in-place alert was cleared just after 5 p.m. last evening. Dr. Laura Reynolds, Provost and Vice Chancellor of the Academic Affairs, said during a Monday evening press conference that they will cancel all final exams at the UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campuses. Because we're a close-knit community, we feel this is in the best interest of our faculty, staff, and students, she said. Officials said that the campus will remain open and that students could receive counseling through the Mantra Cares and University Counseling. For information about student counseling resources, visit the University of Wisconsin-Platteville's website. This is David Grant from the Max FM News Center.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:04 on a rainy morning in downtown Baraboo, broadcasting live from the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak. Yes, you're definitely going to want a coat and a raincoat. Here's Aretha Franklin, Freeway of Love on Max FM.
Knew you'd be a vision in white. Traffic's
So drop the top, baby, and let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
Stations play the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:12 on Tuesday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. Today, showers and possibly thunderstorms, and we could see heavy rainfall today. 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is possible with this storm. We're looking at a high of 48 degrees today. So basically, the temperature outside right now is what it's going to feel like all day. However, we're looking at winds 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40. So that means we will see wind chill values and feel those wind chill values today. If you're out and about today, you're going to want a raincoat, something a little bit heavier, because it is raining in downtown Baraboo, and it is cool. Tonight, showers and thunderstorm chances continue, a low of 43. On Wednesday, showers with a high of 51. Thursday, a chance of showers in the morning, turning sunny with a high of 60. Looking ahead to Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 60. Currently, 47 degrees outside of the Max FM studios. This morning, we are obviously monitoring the situation that happened at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville yesterday afternoon. You heard it in our news story a little bit ago that there are two students at UW-Platteville that have died in this incident. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families, the students, and faculty at the UW-Platteville campus, as well as UW-Platteville-Baraboo campus. We know that final exams at both UW-Platteville and UW-Platteville-Baraboo campuses have been canceled. We're working on getting additional details this morning. And if you are a teacher or professor at the UW-Baraboo-Platteville campus and have additional information that you would like us to pass along to our listeners, I would ask that you do please reach out to me, 608-355-9970, or you can reach out via text at that same line. And we'd like to just get in contact with you if there's any additional details that you would like for us to provide this morning to the students that are in this area. So, again, our thoughts, prayers are with everyone involved. We will talk a little bit more about this at 7:10 this morning as well. And so we are still working on gathering additional details this morning. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by the Stray Cats on Max FM.
It's the Brewers and Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Back.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:25 on Tuesday morning with Michael Jackson. It is a rainy day outside the Weicker Great Day building at Core Third and Oak, where we're broadcasting live from in the Max FM studios. We will have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments, but yes, you need a coat today. Going to be windy. It's going to feel colder than what our temperature is today as well. Yeah, it does not feel like the middle of May right now when you go outside. So yes, be prepared for that. Make sure you have a coat today and an umbrella for a little while, but those wind gusts will get a little bit higher. Now, today, it's National Streaming Day, and obviously we will talk about our full calendar days about 8:40 this morning. Now, obviously, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can stream us also in the free Civic Media app. You just look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo. But yes, it is streaming day, and that includes, obviously, our radio show. We talk about our streaming online. And you can also stream a lot of TV services now as well, and that's kind of a new norm. But, you know, we have a little song this morning about streaming.
Stream. Schools are closing. Not much good news, but I've got Wi-Fi and lots of booze whenever I'm not Zooming. All I have to do is stream. Netflix and chill, Hulu if you will.
Hulu.
Peacock and Disney Plus too.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, more.
Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and throw in a little YouTube.
What's Peacock?
Stream.
What's on television tonight on the other channels?
You can't not watch.
So, yes, it is streaming day, and you think about all of those streaming services out there. As I was listening to our song parody this morning, yeah, there's a lot of different streaming services, and I realized how many of those that I also have. And then the other interesting part of streaming as well is that, you know, NASCAR is going to be streaming their race this weekend because they're switching over to Amazon Prime in order to watch that race. I have very mixed feelings on that one, to be brutally honest with you, because not everyone has Amazon Prime available to them. So that is one of those things. If you have an antenna, you could watch it on some of the channels normally, but they are going to basically streaming only at this point for the Coca-Cola 600, which I don't understand that logic. I'll be brutally honest with you. It's one of those that not everybody has streaming services. And so I get that there's a lot of opportunities there, and then you can stream it anywhere where you're at. But that is something that is way different. It's not on any of the cable channels, not on any of the antenna channels. I had my father-in-law, as a matter of fact, he asked me about the Indy 500, what channel that's on. On Sunday, it's the, obviously, doubleheader. We have the Indianapolis 500, and then in the evening, we have the Coca-Cola 600. And so, yes, you can watch one on antenna, and the other one you're going to require Amazon Prime for. So, yes, a streaming day, I can definitely appreciate just because of the flexibility. I look at all the things I can do with my phone now. Of course, I could never do back in the day. That was something that if I wanted to watch TV, I had my little dinky black and white TV that I could watch all the programming on, and that is how I watch TV. And so it's definitely come a long way. I mean, I even kid about when I was a kid that I was the remote control back in the day because we had a dial on our TV. For anyone that's wondering maybe how old I am, now you kind of know that story as well. So yes, National Streaming Day, it definitely is something that I think a lot of us do today in this day and age. And so happy National Streaming Day, everyone. And don't forget, you can stream us with you wherever you go with the free Civic Media app. And you know what? It can't be more convenient than that. I know when I was out and about over the weekend, I was able to listen to our radio station wherever I went. That is such a great opportunity. I just look at how far technology has come over the past couple of years with that. And it's like, yeah, that is kind of cool. Coming up, we are going to take a full look at our weather forecast and our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. And whether you're grilling or feeding a crowd, we've got your Memorial Day menu covered. Start in the deli with hot and ready 8-piece roasted chicken, just $8.99, or pick up our famous potato salad, only $4.99 a pound. Cool down with a whole watermelon, $4.99 each, and don't forget the chips, 5 to 8 ounce bags of Lay's, 4 for $10, and Coca-Cola products, 2-liter bottles, 2 for $5. Celebrate smart, shop local with Baraboo Fresh Market.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
It's your captain speaking. To the passenger with the mirror fast soft chews, smart move.
No way am I letting travel constipation ruin this trip.
Can't blame you. Mirror fast works fast, but without the harsh side effects.
Since I'm such a smart traveler, can I move to first class?
No. Close the curtain, girl.
From the makers of Miralax, new Mirafast soft chews work naturally with your body in as little as 30 minutes to give you a comfortable go on the go. Look for Mirafast at Walmart today.
Use as directed for occasional constipation. Contains magnesium hydroxide.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
99.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive.
it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn.
Oh, but I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie.
Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly.
Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Counting dollars will be
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 641 on Tuesday morning. We are broadcasting live from the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak in the Max FM studios. And looking outside this morning, yes, it is a little bit windy out there. It's a little bit rainy. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Some of this could produce heavy rainfall. A high of 48. It's going to be windy, gust 20 to 25 miles per hour throughout the day, and gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. 1 to 2 inches of rain are possible with this system today. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a low of 43. Breezy conditions continue. On Wednesday, showers with a high of 51. Thursday, a chance of morning showers turning partly sunny with a high of 60. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 60. I've had a few people ask about the weekend. Right now, Saturday's looking mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance of showers on Sunday, again, highs in the mid-60s. And Monday, an increased chance of showers and also highs in the mid-60s. Currently, 43 degrees outside the Max FM studios, and it is raining. You will want to have a little bit of a heavier coat with you this morning, as they will feel colder than the actual air temperatures. And yes, I do have a supervisor in studio this morning. I brought Stout in this morning, and he is finding all the stuff that I leave laying on the floor here today. So, you know, I won't have to worry about picking up the studio. He's finding all the little things that sometimes fall on the floor. He is bringing those to me this morning. So yes, in case you do hear a little bit extra noise, I do have Stout in studio with me again this morning. He is apparently helping out this morning. We already had breakfast, so I'm not sure. I think he was cruising maybe for an extra snack this morning. And normally we trade him for treats when he does have something in his mouth. And I think he's just walking around trying to find something and try to get additional payment out of me this morning. I think that's what he's trying to do this morning. He's got a chair in the studio, so yes, he's very comfortable. And he enjoys being able to look out the window as well. He's got quite the view from up here. And so he does put his paws up on here and let people know that, yes, I'm in the studio with Dave. And so I do have supervision this morning. It's kind of nice bringing him in this morning. We thought that if anyone needed a little extra fur loving this morning in the building, he would be here for them, because he definitely likes being out and about and meeting people and seeing people. So we thought today might be a good day to bring him in the studio with us. And, you know, I'm not used to having all the extra company here or staring at me. Trying to take a picture of him this morning, and every time I get out the camera to take his picture, he sticks his tongue out at me. I don't get that. I mean, it's like he does that on purpose. He sees the camera come out, he sees me trying to take a selfie, and out comes the tongue this morning. So yeah, he is supervising, checking everything out in studio this morning. So I appreciate having him here as well. And, you know, by the time he gets done working here this morning with me, we'll have everything picked up on the floor maybe this morning as well. So if you hear any extra noise this morning, that is Stout in-house helping out. More music mornings with Dave and Stout. Emily will be joining me about 7:10 this morning. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. And some more great music right here on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Baraboo Young Professionals will be hosting their summer kickoff food truck rally. This event is going to be held at the Sauk County Fairgrounds on Friday, May 23rd from 5:30 until 10 p.m. Live music, a beer tent, and food vendors galore will be at the Sauk County Fairgrounds for this one-of-a-kind event. You must be 21 to enter the beer tent, and if you're under 21, you must be with a parent or guardian. You're welcome to bring your own chairs, but no carry-in food or beverages allowed of any kind. There's no cover, and you can find all the details at baraboo.com/summer-kickoff-food-truck-rally. And it's time again to celebrate the kickoff to summer with the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Village Chicken Barbecue. This will go from 11 a.m. to around 1 p.m. or until the chicken is gone. $15 gets you a half chicken meal, including baked potato, roll, beans, applesauce, and milk. Also be pie slices available for purchase. This, again, is all going to be happening at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village. Again, that's going to be on Sunday, May 25th. RAHSPV.com for all the details. And then also on that same Sunday, May 25th, from 7 a.m. until noon, it's the EAA Chapter 371 Annual Pancake Breakfast Fly-In Drive-In Car Show at the Portage Airport. All-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, cooked to order, sausage, milk, juice, or coffee. Come watch planes landing and taking off. They'll have an Army helicopter on display, kids' climbing wall, antique, classic, and hot rods on display as well. Plus details on the EAA Chapter 371 Scholarship Awards. Again, this all happens at the Portage Library right off Silver Lake Drive in Portage. This will be on Sunday, May 25th from 7 a.m. until noon. Check out their website for all the details.
You love U.S. Cellular Home Internet. It lets you do all your favorite things because it's fast, reliable, and affordable.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and do the things you love with internet you love. Just pay $39.99 a month when you bundle with a wireless plan. And if you don't love it, you have 15 days to let us know. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular Home Internet. Just $39.99 a month. Act now and lock in that price for 3 years. Visit your local store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is 2 big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are blue. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay, where you go and what you're looking for. You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true. Okay, but you're motoring.